Track 9. Lesson 5A. A History of Microfinance.
Good morning, everyone. I'm going to continue talking today about the history of microfinance. But before I start, we'll just quickly go over a few points. Yesterday, I talked about the origins of micro-lending, or microfinance. So, to review, what is microfinance? As I said in our last class, microfinance generally means lending small amounts of money to the rural poor in developing nations in order to help them start new businesses. Why is microfinancing used in developing nations? Well, in most Western or developed countries, it's relatively easy to obtain credit through large banks or money-lending institutions. But in the developing world, there's often no way for legitimate small businesses to receive a loan. Microfinancing is a solution to this problem. In yesterday's lecture, I talked about how microlending began centuries ago in different parts of the world, often through families or small groups. Today, I'm going to concentrate on how microfinance, or microlending, has developed from the second half of the 20th century until now.